弟兄姊妹大家好。
Brothers and sisters, hello.
我们开头的时候一同来读一些主的话。
Before we get started, we'll read some of God's word.
请弟兄姊妹打开创世纪第一章。
Please open your Bibles to Genesis chapter 1.
创世纪第一章。
Genesis chapter 1.
我们先从第一节读到第五节。
We'll first read from verses 1 to 5.
起初神创造天地，地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗，神的灵运行在水面上。神说要有光，就有了光。神看光是好的，就把光暗分开了。神称光为昼，称暗为夜，有晚上有早晨，这是头一日。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.The earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters. Then God said, Let there be light, and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, one day.
然后我们看约翰福音第一章。
Next, we'll turn to John chapter 1.
第一节
Verse 1.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
第十四节
Verse 14.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
我们回头看第六节到第八节。
We'll turn back to verses 6 and 8, 6 through 8.
有一个人是从神那里差来的，名叫约翰。这人来要为要做见证，就是为光做见证。叫众人因他可以信，他不是那光，乃是要为光做见证。
There came a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify about the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to testify about the light.
第五章，约翰福音第五章。
John chapter 5.
三十五节和三十六节
Verses 35 and 36.
约翰福音第五章三十六、三十五、三十六。约翰是点着的明灯，你们情愿暂时喜悦他的光，但我有比约翰更大的见证，因为父交给我要我成就的事，就是我所做的事，这便是见证。我是父所差来的。
John chapter 5, verses 35 and 36. He was a lamp that was burning and was shining, and you were willing to rejoice for a while in his light. But the testimony which I have is greater than the testimony of John. For the works which the Father has given me to accomplish, the very works that I do, testify about me, and that the Father has sent me.
约翰福音第六章第六十三节。
John chapter 6, verse 63.
叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话，就是灵，就是生命。
It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I have spoken to you are Spirit and are life.
我有点负担啊，也和弟兄姊妹们讲到神话语的能力。
I have a burden to share with brothers and sisters about the power of God's word.
我们都知道我们基督徒一蒙恩得救之后
We know that for us Christians after we are saved
我们跟神的话就有着密切不可分的关系
We have an inseparable relationship with God's word
所以我们基督徒需要读圣经
So we need to read the Bible
我想各道各处神的儿女在各处的聚会都鼓励人读圣经
And I think in every congregation, every child of God, they encourage us to read the Bible
我们周间有很多查经的聚会。
And we have our Bible study meetings.
然后每个主日呢，又要听主的话。
And every Sunday we come to hear the Lord's word.
所以你可以看见我们基督徒啊，跟神的话之间的这关系是非常密切的。
So you can see that we have a very close relationship with God's word.
的确，我们的生活需要神话语的亮光。
And our lives need the light of God's word.
我们需要神话语的供应。
We need the encouragement of His word.
所以这些对我们来讲都是非常重要的。
So this is very important for us.
但是呢，我在这里哈，要和弟兄姊妹们交通一件很重要的事情。
So I want a fellowship on a very important matter for this.
就是呢，我们虽然读了那么多主的话，听了那么多主的话。
Though we've studied so much of God's word and heard so many of His words,
我们要让神话语的能力能够进到我们的生活里。
We need to allow the power of God's word to enter into our
lives, 进到我们的经历里面。
To enter into our experience.
否则的话呢，这些话对我们来讲呢，益处就不大。
Otherwise, these words may not have much impact in our life.
这个耶利米啊。
In Jeremiah,
先知耶利米
the prophet Jeremiah,
他在这个耶利米书第十五章十六节啊
in chapter 15, verse 16,
他有这么 一句话
he has this phrase,
他说耶和华万军之神啊我得着你的言语就当作食物吃了你的言语是我心中的欢喜快乐因我是称为你名下的人。
Your words are found and I ate them, and your words became for me a joy and the delight of my heart, for I have been called by your name, O Lord, God of hosts.
耶利米有个感觉，主的话就是食物。
Jeremiah had this feeling that the Lord's words were his food.
我们晓得食物是需要吃下去的。
We know that we need to eat food.
假如今天有人请你吃饭
Imagine someone invited you to a meal.
摆了一大桌的菜非常的丰富
And there was an abundant feast placed before you.
你在那里你就说哦这个菜很香你研究那个颜色
And you look at the beautiful color and, and smell the fragrance.
然后就讲这个菜里面有什么成分怎么炒的
And they tell you about its ingredients and how it was cooked.
讲了半天呢没有吃
And they talk about it and if you don't eat of it,
那么这个对你没益处对不对
There's not much meaning behind this.
弟兄姊妹是神的话语是非常丰富的
So the Lord's word is truly abundant.
它像丰盛的筵席一样
It is like an abundant feast.
它这个筵席摆在我们的跟前
And he has placed it before us.
我们不是光去研究字句研究道理
And we're not here just to investigate and to analyze
一定要能把神的话语吃进去
the doctrine, but to eat of his word.
所以耶利米说我吃了你的话我心中就欢喜快乐了
So Jeremiah says that as he eats of God's word, it becomes a joy and delight.
啊，他说因为我是称为你名下的人
For I have been called by your name.
所以今天呢，我们作为神的儿女
So today, for
神给我们一本宝贵的圣经
God has given us a precious Bible.
这本圣经里面隐藏了神基督所有的丰富都在里面。
And he has placed all of the abundance of our Lord Jesus Christ in it.
我也知道各处有很多弟兄姊妹们很用功读圣经。
And I know brothers and sisters are very diligent in studying the Bible.
也有很多人研究圣经。
And people analyze and examine the Bible.
啊，我在中国的时候啊。
When I was in China.
他们有人告诉我有人把新约圣经全部背过了。
They tell me that someone has completely memorized the New Testament.
我也碰见过一些弟兄们，他们把圣经读过一百遍。
And I've met some brothers and sisters who have studied the Bible 100 times.
这是好事情啊。
This is a great thing.
我们要鼓励弟兄姊妹们读圣经。
We ought to encourage brothers and sisters to study.
但是我们不是光鼓励弟兄姊妹读圣经。
But it's not just an encouragement to study it.
那么主话语中的丰富，我们有真正的吸收到吗？
But have we experienced and taken in the abundance of God's word?
这是非常重要的一件事情。
This is a very important matter.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
感谢神呢。
We thank the Lord.
在圣经最开头的创世纪的第一章
At the very beginning of the Bible, in Genesis chapter 1,
神就已经给我们看见他话语的重要。
God has already shown us the importance of His Word.
让我们看见神的话就是能力。
So that we can see that His Word is power.
那么很多人读创世纪第一章的时候啊。
Many people, when they study Genesis chapter 1,
我们只觉得说呢，这是讲到天地的由来，对吧？
We just think of it as the story of creation.
这不错的，是讲到这个天地怎么来的。
It does speak about how the heavens and the earth came about.
但是其中更隐藏着神的一些的非常丰富的一些思想在里面。
But even more so, it points to the hidden, abundant thoughts of the Lord.
这一章圣经实在是太奇妙了。
And so this truly is a wonderful passage.
它不仅隐藏着很多属灵的原则。
Not only does he show us, spiritual matters.
隐藏着很多关于生活上的教导。
How to live our lives.
也讲到神怎样来成就他的心意。
And how the Lord accomplishes his will.
当然今天早晨我们不可能详细的说明这张圣经。
Obviously, we can't expand too much from this passage.
那我的重点放在哪里呢？
And where is my focus?
就在这前面创造六天这个天地的时候。
That in the first six days of creation,
这里有一个词叫做神说。
There is the phrase that God says.
就神说话了。
That he says some words.
这个词呢在这里一共出现过十一次。
And this phrase appears 11 times.
弟兄姊妹非常重要。
This is very important.
这里神一说什么马上就有什么。
As soon as he says it, it comes to be.
所以圣经讲神说有就有命立就立。
And so, as God says, let there be light, there is light.
所以你就知道在这里神的话语是充满的能力的。
So we can see that God's word are filled with power.
在这里我简单的和弟兄姊妹们先说明一下。
So, I'll try to share simply.
在创世纪第一章中神的话所显出来的功用。
It speaks of the work of God through his words.
请我们注意的是什么呢？
So what should we pay attention to?
这里的话是神直接说的。
It is something that he has directly said.
神没有借着天使说。
He didn't say it through an angel.
神也没有借着任何人说。
Or through any man.
那是神直接说。
But he himself said it.
这就给我提醒我们了，弟兄姊妹们，我们领受神的话，应该直接从神领受。
So this tells us, brothers and sisters, that when we receive of God's word, we should receive of it directly from him.
这章圣经里面。
And in this passage,
让我们看见神话语的功能呢，大概大致显在七个方面呢。
It shows us in God's work there are maybe seven characteristics.
第一个
，first，
他消灭仇敌一切的作为。
That he opposes the actions of the enemy.
第二个
，second，
神说话能引进我们生命更美好的成长。
When he speaks, it allows us to have a beautiful growth.
第三个
Third,
神一说话，亮光就更具体。
As soon as the Lord speaks, light is revealed.
就真理就更清楚了。
The truth becomes clear.
第四个
Fourth,
神一说话，
Once the Lord speaks,
生命中的得胜的性质就显明出来了。
The victorious nature of life comes about.
第五个
Fifth.
神一说话
When the Lord speaks,
生命的各种形态就很丰富的被彰显出来了。
The variations of life are revealed.
第六个
Sixth.
神一说话
When the Lord speaks,
神的旨意就被显明出来了。
The Lord's will is shown forth.
第七个
Seventh,
神一说话
when the Lord speaks,
生命的丰盛的供应就显明出来了。
The abundant use of life is shown forth.
所以你可以看见在创世纪第一章
So you can see in Genesis 1,
神用说话 创造这个天地。
The Lord speaks, and the heavens and the earth are created.
神也用说话对付仇敌。
And he uses his word to oppose the enemy.
神用说话使我们的生命达到丰富。
He uses his word to allow us attain to the fullness
神说话就使我们能够成就神的旨意。
And he speaks, and we can accomplish his will.
所以可见呢，这张圣经呢，里面隐藏的非常多的属灵的事情。
So there's so many hidden spiritual matters in this first chapter.
非常的宝贵。
It's so precious.
那么这里呢，在创世纪一开头就告诉我们。
So at the very beginning in Genesis, it tells us.
神说话对我们来讲是多么重要的一件事情。
How important it is when the Lord speaks to us.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
那么因为这里七个点呢
，these seven points，
我们不可能今天早晨呢把它全部都讲过。
We can't speak through all of them today。
主若许可，我慢慢的和弟兄姊妹讲。
If the Lord allows, we'll go through it。
今天早晨呢，我们先看第一个点。
Slowly, and we'll look at the first point today。
就是神的话语的能力。能够除灭魔鬼所有一切的作为。
Which is that the Lord, when He speaks, He opposes all the works of the enemy.
我们都知道，我们今天人类堕落之后啊
，We know that after man's fall,
我们呢饱受仇敌的摧残。
We have been caught up in the works of the enemy.
呀、yeah, ，我们人类活在这个地上，你看见这个生活的很悲惨。
As we live on earth, our lives are filled with
我们知道这是仇敌厉害的工作
weakness, and we know that this is the work of the enemy.
我们基督徒也明白
and as Christians, we understand
仇敌用很多试探引诱，用很多次攻击我们
The enemy uses many things of life to attack us.
有时候是个人、家庭，甚至教会
Maybe it's within a family or even the church.
你怎么样来消除这个仇敌的工作呢
？How can we fight against the works of the enemy？
创世纪告诉我们
，Genesis tells us，
只要神说话了
，As long as the Lord speaks，
就能够解决仇敌一切的作为。
He can resolve all of the works of the enemy。
不是你用什么其他各样的方法。
You don't have to use any other methods。
你看见这个在创世纪第一章的里面呢
？We see in Genesis 1。
这里告诉我们，起初神创造了个天地。
It says in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth.
这个天地是美好的。
And it was beautiful.
但是这个地呀、被破坏。
But then it was broken.
它地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗。
In verse 2 it says the earth was formless and void.
你知道这几个简单的字啊
？These are very simple words.
就把那个魔鬼的工作啊。讲得非常非常的透彻。
But they encapture or encapsulate all the work of the enemy.
只要魔鬼的工作在哪里
，wherever the work of the enemy is，
那个地方就空虚了。
That place will be void.
空洞。
It will be waste.
你知道我们今天人生活在地上啊，这个空虚感这是一个很可怕的东西啊。
You know that in our lives, if we feel that our lives are wasted, what a terrible thing that is.
为什么这么多人这么忧郁啊
？Why are there so many people who are caught in despair?
因为这个空洞的感觉在人生命中不实在，觉得生活的不实在。
Because there is this feeling of void or emptiness.
啊，然后呢，不仅是空虚，并且混沌。
And not only is it empty and void, but it's also formless.
所以你知道这个英文里面一个 emptiness， 一个是 vanity。
In English, there are the words emptiness and vanity.
啊，这个 vanity 就是根本就是无用。
And vanity speaks of things are pointless.
所以我们知道这是仇敌所带来厉害的工作。
So we know that this is the powerful work of the enemy.
然后呢？他又带来很大的黑暗
，and he brought darkness，
并且这个黑暗还变得很深
，and it was even very a deep darkness。
所以你知道吗？这是总结圣经总结仇敌所有一切工作的它的一个特性。
So the Bible summarizes the characteristics of the enemy's work。
从这里才产生了很多的后面的败坏的事物出来。
And then from this we see the actual examples of the Lord's
work. 我们晓得直到今天弟兄姊妹们我们仍旧生活在一个仇敌四布的环境里面。
We know that we today live in a world under the authority of the enemy.
撒旦的工作不仅破坏我们个人
Satan's work not only corrupts each and every
破坏家庭
it corrupts the family,
破坏整个社会
the entire world,
甚至破坏教会
the church.
哎呀，我这些年呢，听到好多的教会他们中间产生难处。
In these years, I've heard so many stories of churches encountering difficulties.
好多弟兄们打电话给我
brothers will call me,
希望我去解决他们的难处
asking for me to come and resolve their difficulties.
哦，有的那个难处真的是，哎呀，大到一个地步啊，你听了都害怕。
Some of these situations are so great, and as you hear them, you fear.
但是创世纪告诉我们
But Genesis tells us,
不管仇敌的工作有多厉害
No matter how strong or powerful the work of the enemy,
不管他做的是多么的这个叫人光景是可怕
No matter how he changes the condition of man,
请我们记得
May we remember,
只要神说话了
As long as the Lord speaks,
只要主一说话了
as soon as the Lord speaks,
难处立刻就过去了
these difficulties immediately are driven away.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
对个人是这样
for each of us individually,
对家庭是这样
for the family,
对社会是这样 对教会更是这样
the world, and even more so for the church.
有一个地方他们产生很大的难处、啊、结果我去了之后呢他们几个负责弟兄就找我就谈他们教会的难处
There was a church which was encountering great difficulty and as I went there the brothers shared about the difficulty
我开头呢我就皱着眉头听
and I had my brows furrowed as I was listening
后来呢我就告诉他们
and then I told them
我说只要有主的话
As long as you have the Lord's word,
难处就过去了
the difficulty will pass.
所以那个弟兄本来要讲那个要讲很多的，我说一句话打他，结果就没有话了。
So the brothers were going to explain in great detail, but as soon as I said that, they had nothing else to say.
你寄望一个有本事、有经验的人来解决你的问题。
You may think that you need someone with great eloquence or ability,
远赶不上神的话来的。更有效啊
But it can't compare with the effectiveness of God's
word. 所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
不管这个仇敌把这个世界弄得多黑暗
No matter how dark the world becomes because of the enemy,
这个黑暗有多深
No matter how deep it may be,
他制造的这个环境呢叫人多感觉空虚混沌
And how much the environment causes people to feel empty or void or formless.
你看见神开始说话
We see that the Lord speaks.
神说要有光
And God said, let there be light.
就有了光
And there was light.
弟兄姊妹们这里说神就把光和暗分开来了
Brothers and sisters, it says here that God separated the light from the darkness.
所以不管仇敌的工作如何
So no matter what the enemy does,
不管多黑暗多艰难
No matter how dark or tragic,
主的光一进来
Once the Lord's light comes in,
难处立刻就被显明了。
The difficulty is immediately dealt with.
弟兄姊妹，对于我们个人是这样，对不对？
This is true for us individually.
对整个教会也是这样。
And it's also true for the church.
所以有了神话语的光，什么都不需要害怕。
So when the Lord's light is there through His word, there's nothing to be scared of.
今天我们晓得，我们处在一个黑暗的时代里面。
We know that we live in dark times.
但活在黑暗里面这个感觉很不好的
and the feeling is not great as you live through these times
但是这个光一进来
but as soon as the light comes in
马上黑暗就退去了
the darkness retreats
我们刚得救的时候就是这样对吧
when we're first saved it's like this
我们开头没信主之前人家告诉我们主耶稣的救恩我是不能相信的
before I was saved when people would tell me about the salvation of Lord Jesus I couldn't believe it
在讲台上讲说人都是罪人
They say everyone's a sinner
我们也不觉得自己是罪人
We don't feel like we ourselves are a sinner
我刚刚听福音说那个十几岁
I first heard the gospel when I was in my teens
哇那个弟兄在台上讲罪 讲得满头大汗
And the speaker was sharing his sweat was covering him as he shared about the gospel
我就这么走一看他到底在讲谁啊
and I was looking around and who is he talking about
这难道今天我们这个聚会里面来了什么犯人呢、啊、杀人犯呢、啊、
are there some criminals here among us
我一点都不感觉我是个罪人
I didn't feel like I was a sinner at all
我觉得我 是个学生，我犯了什么罪呢？
I felt I was just a student. What have I done wrong?
没有感觉。
Absolutely no feeling.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
直等到有一天主的光进来了。
Until one day the Lord's light came in.
这光一进来啊。
And as soon as it came in.
我才发觉我真是个罪人啊。
I truly felt how much of a sinner I am.
我那时候蒙光照啊，蒙光照的时候呢。哇！我就一直大声的呼喊说：“主啊，我是个罪人，赦免我。”
When the light came in, I pled before the Lord, Lord, I'm a sinner, save me.
那么立刻我们就感觉我们需要耶稣基督的救恩。
Immediately, how much we feel that we need the salvation of Jesus.
是不是呢？这得救的故事。
Isn't this our story of salvation?
啊，所以呢，当传福音的时候
，So when someone is sharing the gospel,
主的话进到人心里面了。
The Lord's words enter into someone's heart.
就是光。
That is light.
弟兄姊妹们，从那个时候开始起。
Brothers and sisters, from that moment forward,
我们需要不断的蒙光照。
We need to continue to have this light shine upon us.
诗篇里面有一句话讲得很好。
In the Psalms, it says,
义人的路如同黎明的光，越照越明，直到日午。这个义人的路。
That for the path of the righteous.
就好像那个黎明的光，早晨的太阳。
It is like the morning sunshine.
啊，那么它一直照，一直照，一直照，照到什么？照到日正当中。
And that it continues to shine until it reaches the peak at noontime.
哎，圣经的话你要仔细的读啊。
We need to study the words of the Bible carefully.
他说这个光啊，一直照到正午。
The sunlight reaches its zenith.
圣经从来没有讲说这个光又慢慢的降到黄昏，没有啊。
It doesn't say that it steadily heads down afterwards.
所以基督徒属灵的生活没有黄昏的。
So there is no sunset on our spiritual life.
只有越来越亮。
It only becomes brighter and brighter.
越来越亮。
Brighter and brighter.
你看，我们开头认识的主耶稣是救主。
When we first come to know the Lord, we know Him as our Savior.
然后主的光就开始光照我们，知道我们里面一个新的生命。
And as His light shines upon us, we recognize that we have a new life within us.
然后我们就开始过基督徒的生活。
And we start to live a Christian life.
基督徒的生活呢，亮光越多，生活越清楚，对不对？
And as the light becomes clear, we live out the Christian life more clearly.
如果你缺少这个光啊，
If we lack light,
你的生活就糊里糊涂的。
Then our life will be chaotic.
啊，又黑又亮，又黑又亮，是这样子。
It'll fluctuate between darkness and light.
所以我记得那个时候有一个弟兄啊，做见证。
I remember a brother was giving his testimony.
哎呀，他说我的生活呢，太特别了。
And he said, I have such a unique life.
一天呢，上天堂七八次。下地狱七八次。
In one day, I'll head up to heaven 8 or 9 times, and then I'll descend to Sheol 8 or 9 times.
因为生活起伏不定。
It fluctuates a lot.
弟兄姊妹是缺少光啊。
This is a lack of light.
如果有足够的光
，If there's enough light,
你基督徒属灵生活就很清楚了。
And your Christian life will be very straightforward.
所以今天呢，我们的生活起起伏伏的。
So if we're fluctuating in our Christian life,
你跟他讲说这个属灵事情很重要，他说对对对。
And if we tell him that spiritual matters are spiritual life is very important.
但是一到了生活里面去的时候，又觉得哎呀，这个放下一点也不要紧，你看。
But as they approach it, maybe it doesn't seem as important.
所以我们活在这么一个矛盾的光景当中。
So when we live in a confused state like this,
啊，生活影响我们，属灵世界影响我们，我们就这么来来去去，对吧？
The things of life, the things of this world, impact us and we fluctuate.
但是如果你那个光够的话，
But if there's enough light,
它属灵生活就开始稳定。
Then we will be stable in our walk.
清清楚楚。
And it will be very clear before us.
它不仅我们个人属灵的生命能够清清楚楚。
And the Lord's light isn't just for us individually.
并且我们看见教会的道路也清楚。
But it lights the way for the church as well.
我们知道这个光影响的太大了。
We know that the impact of this light is truly great.
第五个世纪开始。
In the 5th century.
这个光一开始这个被这个遮蔽之后。
That the light began to be covered.
结果呢教会变成天主教。
And the church became the Catholic Church.
一下进入黑暗的时期。
And darkness came about.
一千年的黑暗时期。
1,000 years of darkness.
哇，你看这个光是多么的需要啊。
How much is the light needed?
到最后啊，这个居然呢，弄到一个地步，连基本的救恩都搞不清楚了。
To a point where even very basic what salvation is, was confused.
那个可笑到一个地步，最后能卖赎罪券啊。
And they would sell indulgences to be saved.
就说啊，你犯罪不要紧的，犯完了之后呢，买几张赎罪券，这个罪就没了。
Don't worry if you sin. Just once you sin, buy some indulgences and it will be forgiven.
弟兄姊妹，你不要笑，这个时候大家都相信啊。
Don't laugh, brothers and sisters. Everyone believed it at the time.
所以天主教因着那个缘故，一下收集了欧洲多少的财富啊
！So the Catholic Church became so rich off of these indulgences.
大家都掏钱买赎罪券。
Everyone was taking all of their money.
如果我们活在那个时代的话呢
？If we lived in those times,
你就看见我们门口的这个招待的弟兄都卖赎罪券的人。
You would see our ushers, dispensing these indulgences.
每个人进来先买几张赎罪券。
As everyone comes in, they would buy some indulgences.
拿了赎罪券，他就平安了。
And once you have bought it and received it, you have peace.
所以有一次这个出了个笑话。
And so a funny saying came about.
有一个人呢，卖赎罪券。
Someone who was selling indulgences.
那个人就买了几张赎罪券。
He bought some.
买完之后就把他打一顿了。
And then he hit the person who he bought it from.
他说你为什么打我啊
And he asked, why did you hit me?
我赎罪券已经买好了。
I've already bought my indulgence.
你看看那个时候是真的闹这种笑话。
Truly something like this had happened.
你又知道教会的光景是多么的黑暗。
So how dark was the condition of the church?
愚昧到这种地步。
To such a point.
但是呢人不觉得还是这样活着。
And yet people didn't realize it and they continued to live in
this way. 直到有一天这个马丁路德在那爬那个比拉多梯
Until one day, the Martin Luther climbed the stairs.
爬了一半
Halfway up.
神说话了
The Lord spoke.
神说义人必因信得生
At sinners saved by grace.
哇这个像大光一样照进来了
And this great light shone forth.
所以呢马丁路德就从那个梯子上面爬站起来了就不爬了
So Martin stopped climbing.
我们知道那个时候教会开始产生重大的一个改变
And there was a great transformation in the church.
今天呢，我们想的因信称义，这是一个多么浅显的一个道理，对不对
And so when we think about this, it's such a basic.
但是主的话被蒙蔽了。
But the Lord's word has been
发不出光来了。
And it's unable to shine.
然后教会的路也搞不清楚了。
And the way of the church is also muddled.
哎呀，那个经过长时间的挣扎。
After so much time.
人犯了错误还不晓得。
People didn't even realize when they committed sin.
一直到了19世纪。
Until the 19th century.
我们看见有弟兄运动起来了。
We see that the brethren movement began.
其实他们不是一个什么运动，他们当初一般弟兄姊妹觉得我们应该回到圣经里面来看呢。
And it didn't start as some kind of movement. It was just a reminder that brothers had this feeling that we needed to read the word.
因为过去呢，他们得救了，进到教会里面，人家怎么做就怎么做。从来没有人考虑这个对不对的。
And as we would come to church matters, people would just do things, and there wasn't any consideration of how we ought to do things.
但这班弟兄们蒙到神的怜悯，蒙到神的光照。
But these brothers and sisters received vision from the Lord and His
light. 他们就要把教会中所有这一切的事情呢，都带到主话语的光中。
That they ought to bring all of the matters of the church back into the light of God's word.
他们要好好的检视一下。
To examine it.
到底这个从哪里出来的
That where did these,
我们为什么要做这些事情
Why do we do these things?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and
sisters. 结果一下之间给他们找出了很多的光景都不是神所要的
Immediately they found that so many of the church conduct, was not from the Lord's word.
所以他们那个时候就呼喊说要回到圣经里面
So there was this thought we need to return to the Lord's
因此呢就产生了另外一个重大的一个改革
and it brought about another change transformation
把神的教会的道路重新把它这个摆正
that the way of the church was corrected and brought back in line with the Lord
弟兄姊妹我们要鼓励我们这里弟兄姊妹
So we need to encourage brothers and sisters.
我也鼓励自己。
And I remind myself as
well. 我们并不是跟着一个什么背景的一个传统走的。
We're not just following some kind of tradition.
从我头一天到西雅图。
From the first day that I came to
Seattle. 我就跟着弟兄姊妹一同聚会弟兄姊妹讲。
And I've been meeting with brothers and sisters and
我说我们到了这里。
As we've come here.
我们一个跟随主的话。
On one hand, we go with the Lord's word.
第二个顺服里面的圣灵。
And we follow the leading of the Holy Spirit within.
我说两千年教会的历史很多都改变。
Over 2,000 years of church history, a lot has changed.
只有圣经不改变。
But the Bible has not changed.
只有圣灵在里面不改变。
The Holy Spirit within us does not change.
我们就凭着这两样的事我们在主面前一同聚会。
So through these two things, we meet before the Lord. 所以我们一直聚到今天。So we meet until today.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们如果要能把教会的路走得正确。
If we want to walk rightly on the path of the
church, 我们是需要回到神的话语里面的。
We need to return to the Lord's word.
不是你有路，我有路，不是的，我们都没有路的。
It's not you have your own way and I have my own way.
而是圣经中把主的路显明出来了。
But the Bible, shows us what the way of the Lord is.
需要光啊，弟兄姊妹。
How much we need this light.
没有光是很难的。
Without light, it's so difficult.
啊，那么这个光进来了。
And once the light has come in,
我们的目标就清楚了。
Then our goal becomes clear.
哦，我们现在知道什么是神永远的旨意。
We know what the Lord's eternal purpose is.
我们就知道神一切都是为了基督啊。
We know that everything that the Lord does is for Christ.
不是为了别的事物。
It's not for anything else.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
so dear brothers and sisters,
你看见仇敌用各式各样的方式。破坏基督徒个人的生活，破坏整个教会的光景。
We see that the enemy uses all kinds of methods to corrupt individual Christians and also the way of the church.
叫你啊，有时候在错误中间你还不自觉呢。
And you don't maybe even don't recognize it in the midst of this.
但是主一说话
，But as soon as the Lord speaks,
光一出来
，The light comes out.
仇敌的工作就被消除了。
The works of the enemy are dealt
with. 所以弟兄姊妹，这是多么重要的一件事情。
So、how important is this?
所以呢，在创世纪第一章里面就告诉我们。
So in Genesis 1, it tells us.
要解决仇敌的工作。
We need to deal with the works of the enemy.
要这个驱逐黑暗的势力。
We need to drive out this darkness.
需要什么？
What does it require?
需要神话语的亮光。
It requires the light of God's word.
需要神说话。
It needs God to speak.
对你个人的难处也是这样的。
In our individual difficulties, it's the same.
我想我从蒙恩得救到今天，生活中很多难处的。
From the moment I was saved until today, I've encountered many difficulties.
哎呀，从前呢，我有难处就找年长弟兄姊妹。
And when I had these difficulties, I would go find elderly brothers and sisters.
跑他们面前就诉苦啊。
And I would, cry out these difficulties before them.
去埋怨 complain 呢？
I would complain before them.
他们也不知道怎么办，安慰安慰两句。
And they wouldn't quite know what to do, but they would comfort me a bit with a few words.
啊，然后我就出来好了，就得了安慰了，感谢主。但难处没有过去。
I would leave. I feel okay. I have some peace, but the difficulty is still there.
啊，有一次我跟你讲，我碰见一个老姊妹，我真的跟她有很多交通的。
And I fellowshiped a lot with one elderly sister.
她正好到我们那里来。
And she came to me.
我抓了机会，我把她拉到我们房间里面，我就跟她诉苦。
And I had an opportunity, so I pulled her into a room and I complained to her.
她的聚会什么难受，什么什么，她皱着眉头听我讲的。
And as I complained about this such and such, she furrowed her brows and listened.
听了一半。
And after hearing partway through,
他就拍我的腿了。
She hit me on my leg.
啊，当然，因为他很年长啊，我年轻，他没关系。他就这么拍我的腿，拍了几下。
It's okay. She was elderly, and I was younger and stronger, so she hit me.
好了好了，弟兄啊。
Okay, brother.
不要再讲了。
Don't say it. Don't say anymore.
主还在这里呢，对不对
？The Lord is here.
哎，他这么简单一个提醒啊。
And this is a simple reminder from her.
我也讲不下去了。
I couldn't say anything else.
感谢主，他走了之后呢
？Thank the Lord that after she left,
主还在那里呢。
The Lord was still here.
所以后来呢，主给我话语的光，事情难处就过去了。
So the Lord gave me light, and the difficulty passed.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
你碰见难处
，When you encounter difficulty,
你不要第一个先想办法怎么解决。
Don't think first of solutions to this.
第二个，你不要老是想着谁能够解决你的难处。
Don't think about who can come and solve this for you.
圣经提醒我们，
the scriptures tell us,
主在这里，
the Lord is here,
你到主那里去，
go before the Lord,
你把你的苦啊吐到主跟前，
pour out your complaints before the Lord,
主一说话难处就过去了，
the Lord will speak and the difficulty will pass.
这是多么多么宝贵的一件事情，
how precious of a thing this is.
哎呀，我有太多的一些的经历的故事啊，我这没办法在这里讲。
I have too many experiences to tell.
所以呢，在创世纪第一章，
So in Genesis 1,
这里告诉我们神应付仇敌所造成的这种情形。
It tells us that the Lord deals with the works of the enemy.
神说话就行了。
He does it by speaking.
神说了11次。
And in the passage it records that he says
11 times. 黑暗混乱的这个世界的就开始慢慢的就有秩序了。
And it was formless and void and dark, but then the Lord brought it about into
本来很可怕的就慢慢的变成美丽的了。
What was ugly has turned beautiful.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
我不晓得我这样讲啊，你抓住了创世纪第一章的这个属灵的意义嘛。
I don't know if in my speaking you've grasped the spiritual reality of Genesis.
我们需要神说话。
We need the Lord to speak.
那么你读圣经，我就说你读圣经是神的话。
And as we study the word of God, we eat of it.
但是神的话没有解开啊，不行的。
If it's not broken open for us.
所以在创世纪第一章开头的时候告诉我们，这个神的话是怎么进来的呢？
So in Genesis 1, it tells us how the word of God comes in.
我们读约翰福音时，我们知道神的话就是道，就是基督。
And as we read John, it tells us that the word was there in the beginning and the word was God.
但是呢，约翰福音第一章十四节告诉我们，道必须要成为肉身。
And in verse 14, it says that the word came in flesh.
这句话很有意思。
There's great meaning in this.
道成为肉身，它才实际啊。
It's only when it came in the flesh that it became reality.
啊，所以今天呢，道怎么样才能成为肉身呢？成为我们的经历呢
？So how can the word become our experience today?
所以神在创世纪一开头就告诉我们。
In Genesis 1, the Lord tells us.
第一个，我们看见是神的灵开始运行。
The spirit of the Lord is hovering.
然后神开始说话。
And then the Lord speaks.
我们要知道这是一个重要的一个原则，不能改变。
This is a very important principle.
哎，所以你读圣经的时候啊，你需要跟着圣灵一起读。
It cannot be changed. When we read the Bible, we need to read it with the Holy Spirit.
不是你光外面读。
It's not just you reading externally.
你要跟着圣灵一起读。
But you need to be reading it with the Holy Spirit.
让主的灵在你里面解释神的话语。
Allowing the Holy Spirit to explain the words of God.
感动的话语。
It would move you.
那么主的话呢，在我们里面就成那个活的言语。
And so that it would become living words within you.
所以约翰福音第六章主才这样说。
So in John chapter 6, the Lord says.
他说肉体是无益的。
That the flesh profits nothing.
他说呢，我口中的话就是灵，就是生命。
That the words that I speak are spirit and life.
你读了那么多的圣经，
as you may have read a lot of words,
但是你耳朵能听见主耶稣对你说的话。
But our ears need to hear the words that the Lord Jesus is speaking to us.
那就是圣灵感动的话语，
which is the working of the Holy Spirit.
哇，这个实在是太宝贵了。
This is truly precious.
弟兄姊妹，神的圣经的字句上面是有限的。
Brothers and sisters, the words of the Lord have effectiveness.
但是圣灵解开主的话语的意义是无限量的。
The words themselves may be limited, but the effectiveness of the Holy Spirit as it explains it.
我自己在主里面侍奉主，经常用神的话来服侍。
Is limitless, and as I serve the Lord, I serve through His Word.
我知道只有这个才是活路啊。
I know that this is the living way.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
我们不仅读圣经，
we can't just study the Bible.
我们需要圣灵在里面引导我们。
We need the Holy Spirit to lead us.
如果圣灵今天把一句话放在你里面，
the Holy Spirit places a word,
那个就是一个活的一个话。
This is a living word.
这个哈，我不知道怎么样能够把我个人的这个经历的感觉给你们讲清楚啊。
I don't know how quite to express my own experience of this clearly.
什么时候你活在圣灵的带领中
？Whenever you are living in the leading of the Holy Spirit，
圣经这本书对你来讲就是一本 open Bible， 是一本活着书。
And the Bible becomes an open book before you。
哎呀，我看见，因为我看见太多弟兄姊妹在家里读圣经啊，背圣经啊。
I've seen so many brothers and sisters who are studying and memorizing the Bible。
我心里面有时候很着急啊。
And sometimes I'm worried。
我说你读啊，那个背啊，你到底能不能明白呢？
As you study, as you memorize, are you able to comprehend?
很多人花时间研究圣经啊。
Many people spend a lot of time studying the Bible.
但结果都是道理知识的不活。
But it just becomes a dead doctrine.
所以呢，你需要有活的话语。
So we need to have living words.
我或者举个例子吧。
I'll give an example.
前两天呢。
Two days ago.
在国内有个弟兄打电话给我。
There was an international brother who called me.
他说我们有一个地方啊，弟兄姊妹他们认识我的啊。他一个地方，他们这个，我们知道马上要过年了，对不对？中国年。
It's almost the New Year, Chinese New Year.
他说你这个能不能呢、啊？这个录个影啊，对这班弟兄姊妹们呢讲几句话。
And they asked if I could record a short message to speak with brothers and sisters.
因为他们有一个过年有个爱宴，要在一起，要爱宴。那么他们就想把各地的问安啊什么的，他说你能不能讲一点话
？They were going to hold a love feast, and so they wanted all of these different.
弟兄姊妹，如果人这么要求你说什么呢
？If someone asked you, what would you say?
你会说什么呢
？What would you say?
Oh, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
对吧？祝大家新年快乐，健康。
Wish everyone a Happy New Year and good health.
或者说、希望今年在主面前活得好一点。
Hope that we will live well before the Lord this year.
当然有些属灵话你可能就这么讲了，对不对？
You would have some extra spiritual words, but roughly this.
本来我在那里我也心里想，哎呀，这个过年人家，哎，我这也向来也不过这些年的，这就要去讲这些过年的话，真的是很麻烦了。
I was thinking that this is a bit of a difficulty for me. I don't even really celebrate the New Year to say something.
哎，正在我在那里思想的时候
，And as I was thinking about this,
神的灵进来说话。
Holy Spirit came in and spoke to me.
啊，神就把约翰福音呢14-15章里面有两句重要的话给我了。
And so He gave me these words from John 14 and 15.
主说啊。我把我的平安留给你们。
He said that, my peace I give to you.
主说我把我的喜乐放在你们里面。
The Lord says he places his joy within us.
我说我们大家过年的时候不是最喜欢就讲平安喜乐，对不对啊
？And so when we talk about the New Year, everyone loves to talk about peace and joy.
是平安喜乐对我们基督徒来讲很重要的。
Peace and joy are very important for us as Christians.
因为主知道你只有有平安。你才能过正常生活。
Because the Lord knows that only when we have peace are we able to live a normal Christian life.
你可以过健康的生活。
To live a healthy life.
啊，那么你只有喜乐。
It's only with joy.
你才能够满足。
That you are able to be content.
并且你才能够得胜。
And that you can overcome.
啊，因为保罗关在监牢里面还说你们应当喜乐，对不对
？Paul, when he was locked in jail, even he was saying that we ought to rejoice.
撒旦就是要弄得我们不平安。
Satan wants to make it so that we're
就是弄得我们不喜乐。
That we're unjoyful.
哦，我们知道这个平安喜乐看起来是很平常的事，但很重要啊。
So we see, even though they're so simple, how important peace and joy are.
所以我就对弟兄姊妹讲了。
So I say to brothers and sisters.
主耶稣离开这个世界之前。
The Lord Jesus before he left this earth.
主说我把我的平安赐给你们。
He said, my peace I give to you.
留给你们。
I leave to you.
我把我的喜乐放在你们心里。
And my joy I place within your hearts.
感谢主啊。
Thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们一年一年需要活在基督里。
Brothers and sisters, as each year passes, we need to live
in the Lord. 他的平安是不能动摇的。
His peace cannot be moved.
他的喜乐才真正满足的。
His joy is true joy.
哎呦。那天呢，这个感觉一来，我连我自己都觉得很稀奇啊。
And so when this came in, even I was encouraged.
因为这个感觉很应景，对不对啊？那正好过年嘛，大家讲平安喜乐，我们基督徒也讲平安喜乐，不一样的。
Because this is very timely, but even as the world speaks about peace and joy, for us Christians, when we speak about peace and joy in the new year, it is different.
所以你看，主一讲话，
So when the Lord speaks,
我们里面就有光，
there is light within us.
我们就可以跟别人分享，
and we're able to fellowship with others.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
需要主的灵运行在我们里面。
We need the Holy Spirit to be moving within us.
你跟随圣灵，
if we go with the Holy Spirit,
你读主的话是活的。
As we read of His Word, it will be living.
啊，所以这个很重要。
So this is so important.
所以呢，我要鼓励弟兄姊妹。
So I want to encourage brothers and sisters.
我们要把圣经，圣经是外面的话。
The words that we read may be external, outside.
是圣经在外面，对吧？
The words
我们怎么样能够把这个外面的话变成里面的话？
But how do we make these external words, words that are living within us?
这个才是重要的。
This is what is important.
不是你光背啊记的那个还不是你的话。
It's not just about studying it and memorizing it.
要能进入你生命的经历。
It's entering into your life's experience.
你经历了主话语的能力。
When you've experienced the power of God's word.
哇，你才知道那个才是。真正的何其宝贵啊。
Then you will know truly how precious.
那个就是耶利米讲的，耶和华，你的话在我里面成为我极大的喜乐。
That is what Jeremiah speaks of when he says that your word is my joy and the delight of my heart.
我这些年呢，看见各处神的儿女们呢，好像都不是很快乐啊。
These years, as I look at brothers and sisters, maybe we don't seem as full of joy.
弟兄姊妹，我们一直也很希望生活中能有快乐。
And we hope that our lives can be filled with joy.
但是事实上大多数的人都是忧心忡忡的，好像这个生活中没有什么大的喜乐，压力很大。
But maybe as we look at people, it seems like the burdens are so heavy and there isn't this evidence of joy.
如果有主的话在你里面，
If the Lord's word is within you,
弟兄姊妹们，你的愁苦就变成喜乐，你知道吗？
Brothers and sisters, your bitterness will turn to joy.
那个真正活在主话语光中的人，
Someone who truly lives in the light of God's word.
你看见他是快乐的基督徒。
You see that they are a joyful Christian.
保罗就做见证嘛。
Paul testifies of this.
关在罗马监牢里面还什么快乐呢？
If you were locked in a Roman jail, what is there to be joyful
about? 他说你们应当喜乐。
But Paul said you ought to rejoice.
这话呢，与我一点都不为难。
And for me, it's not something that's any difficulty.
如果你的喜乐被夺去了，
If your joy is taken away,
你基督徒的生活就失败了。
Then your Christian life will be lived
in failure. 因为我们呢，真是得不到主话语的喜乐。
We need to receive the Lord's the
word. 所以呢，我们就尽量到世界上去找喜乐。
The joy from the Lord's word.
哎呦，就跟他吃饭的时候很快乐，对吧？
So maybe we go and try to seek joy. We go eat with someone.
大家吃啊，喜乐完了，一回家呢又没有了。
And you go home after eating this meal, and the joy is gone.
你原谅我，不是要定罪啊。
I'm not trying to accuse anyone.
哎呀，去旅游吧，看风景，那我很快乐。
You go on vacation.
一回到家里面来了，心就没了。
You go and see the sights, and you come home, and the joy is gone.
弟兄姊妹们，我们可怜呢，我们像世人一样。
Brothers and sisters, we're so pitiful. We live like the people.
我们忘记了我们里面有一个根源的东西，世界上人是没有的。
We've forgotten that there is within us a fountain that the world does not have.
所以我常常讲，对我来讲呢。吃好东西坏东西我都快乐。
So I often say, regardless of what I eat, whether good or bad, I have joy.
主让我出去看好风景，我也快乐。
The Lord allows me to go out and see the sights, I'm happy.
回到家里没有地方去，在家里我也很快乐。
When I come home, there's nowhere to go, I'm still happy, I'm still joyful.
这个呢，你需要有主的话在你里面。
We need the Lord's word within us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
这是多么重要的一件事情。
This is such an important matter.
所以我们看见在教会历史中，
So we see that
很多人把神话语的亮光带进来了。
Many brothers and sisters brought in the light of God's word.
教会的光景就有了大的改变。
And then there was a great transformation in the church's condition.
教会的道路也改变。
And the way of the church was changed.
弟兄姊妹，当然这个是很好。
Brothers and sisters, this is
great.这里告诉我们，
But it reminds us here.
那么施洗约翰，
the Apostle John.
No, the Baptist.
John the Baptist.
那么他是从神那里被差来的。
He was sent from God.
所以在新约时代中间，
So in the New Testament times,
除了主耶稣之外，他是最大的神的仆人。
Outside of Jesus, he was the second greatest
servant of the Lord. 因为没有一个 像约翰是从神那里被差遣来的。
There's no other that it says that they were sent from God.
主耶稣也讲，妇人所生出来的没有一个大过约翰。
He said that of people that were born of man, there is no one greater than John.
啊，约翰是这么重要的一个神的仆人。
John was such an important servant of God.
那么主说啊，施洗约翰只不过是点着的明灯。
But Jesus says that he was just the lamp that was burning.
所以教会历史中呢，这所有能够解开主话语的人，都是一盏一盏不同的灯就是了。
So for in church history, everyone who can reveal God's word, we're just but lamps.
神给我们另外一个权利，每一个人都可以直接从主的话得亮光。
The Lord gives us this ability that we are able to receive directly from Him this light.
那么也许呢？我们得到的亮光没有别人那么大。
Maybe the light that we receive isn't as greater or shining brighter than others.
但是这个亮光是我从主直接来的。
But it's the light that has been directly given to me from the Lord.
所以你知道我常常参加这个很多的特会。
So you know that I'm often asked to go to different conferences.
哎呀，我也跟很多这些有恩赐的弟兄们在一起配搭过。
And I go and serve with brothers and sisters who have such
great ability. 有的人恩赐很大。
Some who are so
我跟他配搭的时候我很紧张的，
and when I'm paired with them,
压力很大。
There's so much pressure.
但是到后来呢，我感谢主。
But in the end, I thank the Lord.
因为我读主的话，主给我有一些的亮光。
Because as I read the Lord's word, He gives me light.
所以我就讲我自己的了。
So I just say what He's given to me.
所以这个也不需要比较的。
So there's no need to compare.
所以因此我得释放。
And so I've been set free.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
每个人被主用来说话都是一盏明灯。
Every brother and sister that's used by the Lord to speak His word is just a lamp.
你再大的亮光，你也赶不上约翰。
Even if no matter how bright your light shines, you can't compare John.
所以主说呢，你们暂时喜欢他的光。
So the Lord said that in the moment you are willing to
rejoice
in the light. 但是我
有更大的见证。
But I have an even greater testimony.
所以呢。基督徒有两种方式，你可以得到主话语的供应。
So there are two ways that we can enter into the work of the Lord.
你可以听别人的道。
You can hear other people's words, message.
但是你也可以直接从主的话语里面得供应。
But you can also directly receive of it from the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
啊，所以呢，我们的主说，只有他。才是真正生命的光。
The Lord says that He is true spirit and life.
他是世界的光。
He is the light of the world.
啊，那么这样说来的话呢，我们是不是在家里面不需要来听到了，自己读圣经就行呢
？So if we believe that, do we say that we can just stay at home? We don't need to come and listen to messages?
哎，你要仔细的听这个话啊。
We need to listen carefully.
可以，如果你在家里面，你得读圣经的大有亮光，你就不来听到。我就说也可以。
If at home you receive such great light as you study on your own, then yeah, okay, you don't have to come to the messages.
这个前提是你打开圣经都要亮光才行啊。
But you need to have this light when you open the word.
如果你没有光，你还是来听听道嘛。
If you don't have that light, then come and listen to the messages.
啊。虽然这个是点着点明灯，但是也还是有点供应嘛，对不对
？Though it's just a lamp here, at least there's some light.
所以圣经告诉我们，先知讲道你不可以藐视的。
So when the prophets speak, we can't.
但是最重要一件事情是什么呢
？But what's most important?
我们要学会光中见光。
That we need to receive of the light in light.
啊，这个诗篇。三十六篇第九节就讲到了。
It says in Psalm 36:9.
啊，今天呢，弟兄姊妹，我们听见的话、读到的话，你还要带回到主的跟前去。
The words and the light that we receive, we need to bring it back into the light of the Lord.
求圣灵再光照一下。
That the Holy Spirit would illuminate it.
求主再说一遍。
That the Lord would speak it once more.
这个就变成你的里面的供应。
Then it becomes your spiritual experience.
弟兄姊妹们，我知道这个是非常重要的一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very important matter.
希望我所讲的弟兄姊妹们能听懂了。
I hope that what I've shared, brothers and sisters, have understood.
我们属灵的生活必须要回到神所定规的这个原则的里面。
Our spiritual lives need to return to the principles that the Lord has set.
否则的话呢，我们 依然很多时候遭受仇敌的攻击，束手无策。
Otherwise, when the enemy attacks, then we will fall.
依然在属灵的生活上面呢，找不到真正的出路。
And we're not able to find a way out.
所以主在圣经呢，一开头创世纪第一章。
So at the very beginning of the scriptures in Genesis 1, the Lord
就告诉我们
tells us
神说话是多么重要的一件事。
How important it is when the Lord speaks.
所以呢，这个新的年度
So in this new year,
但愿弟兄姊妹们多多的能从主听见他的话。
May brothers and sisters hear from the Lord in His word more.
能够多多的能够从圣灵得到他的启示和感动。
That we would receive the vision from the Holy Spirit and His moving.
这样主就能使我们胜过仇敌，胜过环境。
Then we are able to overcome our environment and the enemy.
并且能使我们属灵生命能够有美好的成长。
And that we would have good spiritual growth.
主若许愿的话，以后呢，
allows,
我们会继续的来讲啊。
And the future will continue to share
神的话
about the Lord's word.
在我们的生活侍奉中间，实在是太重要。
How important it is in our life and in our service.
我们请低头再点祷告。
Let's bow our heads in prayer.
主啊，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, our hearts are full of thanksgiving.
因为你是说话的神
because you are a God who speaks.
你的自己就是神的话
and you yourself are the word of God.
今天神要借着这些话
and Lord, through these words,
把你供应在我们的里面
Lord, you place yourself within us.
主啊，我们需要圣灵在我们里面做工
Lord, we need the Holy Spirit within us to do work.
我们求主让我们有爱慕主话语的心
Lord, may we have these hearts that love your word.
是的，我们需要天天读你的话
Lord, we need to study your word daily.
我们也需要多多的听你自己的道
and to hear your words.
但是我们更需要圣灵在里面能够让我们光中见光。
But even more so, we need the Holy Spirit within us so that in your light we may receive light.
所以在今天这个黑暗的时代中
So in these dark times,
主啊，只有你的话能拯救我们。
Only your word can save us.
只有你的话能供应我们。
Only your word can lift us.
虽然有很多道理我们多年来都知道。
So even though there may be a lot of doctrine that we know,
但愿在属灵的经历中我们能进入实际。
But may we enter into the reality of this spiritual experience.
我们仍旧仰望你自己的怜悯。
Lord, we crave for your mercy.
谢谢你早晨与我们众人同在。
Thank you for being with us this morning.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Lord Jesus' precious name.
Amen. Amen.